I would have been quite happy with the squad of players we had from last season, and then it's what extra value can we bring in. But there will be, there's no doubt, because we have a number of injuries, and you know, there are a number of spots up for grabs, and I mean, probably around about 10 or 12 players will get an opportunity that we will look at now over the next number of months. And as I say, we're always looking for the player that's going to make that added value, that extra difference. And as I say, there's a good squad there, but we're always looking to strengthen that squad.
Yeah, the people in on strength and conditioning, probably development squads, is there?
There's a lot of lads, in fairness. I mean, the work that the guys, I mean, the S&C end of it doesn't stop, Tom. I mean, before this, you go away for a couple of months and the lads would be struggling just to get back on the pitch again after 3 months off. But now, you know, those guys were back at it this last 6-8 weeks in terms of S&C and back in the gyms. And, you know, the work that Paul Fisher does and Larry Kenny and Aaron Kyles does here in Donegal Town is huge. And Tommy Brennan in Dublin with the Dublin-based lads. And, you know, that work is so, so important. As you head back onto the pitch now on the 1st of December.
There was speculation at the end of the summer during the club championship that Oran McNeilis might be back. Have you any talks or any advance on that?
Nothing in a minute. I have been chatting to him, and those talks will continue. And as I say, we'll know by the time we hit the pitch in terms of the availability of Oran McNeilis. But yeah, I'd be quite hopeful.